Blog Talk Radio.
Buddy, this is your boy King Edward Undead, and again this is another exclusive episode of Soda Battles, and today we got a great one. We have the number one soda in the world, Coca-Cola, facing off against Dr. Pepper, which yes is the most popular pepper soda in all of the world. Anyways, I will be I have some bad news about this, actually. The Coca-Cola that I was going to use for this soda battle has been drinking all up. Not by me, but by somebody else. It was supposed to be saved, but sadly it wasn't, so I decided to drink some Dr. Pepper. But before we talk about these two sodas, and to tell you who the winner is, well, actually, you know what? Let's just get to the chase. We're just going to tell you the history of each soda right now, right here, right now. We will start with Coca-Cola. Fuck me. So here it is, Coca-Cola. So, Coca-Cola, often referred to simply as Coke, is an American carbonated soft drink produced by the Coca-Cola Company in Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States. Originally intended as a patent medicine, it was invented in the late 19th century by John Pemberton. Coca-Cola was brought out by businessman Asa Griggs Candler, whose marketing tactics led Coke to its dominance of the world soft drink market throughout the 20th century. The drink's names refer to two of its original ingredients, which were cola nuts, a source of caffeine, and coca leaves. The current formula of Coca-Cola remains a trade secret, although a variety of reported recipes and experimental recreations have been published. The Coca-Cola Company produces concentrate, which is then sold to licensed Coca-Cola bottlers throughout the world. The bottlers who hold exclusive territory contracts with the company produce the finished product in cans and bottles from the concentrate in combination with filtered water and sweeteners. A typical 12 U.S. fluid ounce, 350 milliliter bottle, contains 38 grams, 1.3 ounces of sugar, usually in the form of high fructose corn syrup. The bottlers then sell, distribute, and merchandise Coca-Cola to retail stores, restaurants, and vending machines throughout the world. The Coca-Cola Company also sells concentrate for soda fountains of major restaurants and food service distributors. The Coca-Cola Company has on occasion introduced other cola drinks under the Coke name. The most common of these is Diet Coke, which is disgusting as fuck, obviously, and with others including caffeine-free Diet Coke, cherry, zero, vanilla, and special versions with lemon, lime, and coffee based on Interbrand's Best Global Brand Study of 2015. Coca-Cola was the world's third most valuable brand. In 2013, Coke products were sold in over 200 countries worldwide, with consumers downing more than 1.8 billion company beverage servings each day. That's Coca-Cola for your ass. Now, there's a lot of products. The different variants it went through were New Coke. Oh, man, why is that on top? Fuck New Coke, even though I haven't tried it. There's New Coke, Diet Coke, Caffeine Free, Diet Coke Caffeine Free, Zero, Cherry, Lemon, Vanilla, Lime, Raspberry, Black Cherry, Vanilla, which was discontinued, and Raspberry was discontinued, and Lemon was. Black, which is discontinued, and that's Black with a B-L-A-K. Is in a weird language. We got Citra, Orange, Life, C2, which is discontinued. The related products include Pepsi, Earn Brew, RC Cola, Africola, Postobon, Inca Cola, Cola Real, and Cavan Cola. By the way, and Coca-Cola was first introduced on May 8, 1886, 130 years ago. Well, nearly almost 131 years. So it celebrated 130 years there. And now we go to the great Dr. Pepper, which made its debut in 1885, 1 year before Coca-Cola, so they're about the same age. This would make Dr. Pepper 132 years old. And possibly the oldest soda to compete on soda battles. Dr. Pepper is a carbonated soft drink marketed as having a unique flavor. The drink was created in the 1880s by Charles Alderton in Waco, Texas, and first served around 1885. Dr. Pepper was first nationally marketed in the United States in 1904 and is now also sold in Europe, Asia, Canada, Mexico, Australia, and South America, as well as New Zealand and South Africa, as an imported good. Variants include a version without high fructose corn syrup, Diet Dr. Pepper, as well as a line of additional flavors first introduced in the 2000s. So, of course, you heard me right, it was introduced in 1885, as a caramel color, and it's a pepper-style drink. Coca-Cola is a cola, obviously. Related products include Pib Extra, Dr. Wells, and Dr. Thunder. And they're on the list. Anyways, now I can tell you who the winner is. And by the way, believe it or not, in all of soda battle history, I have never seen such a stretch of a win. This soda, who won now, just won by a long shot over the other. And this soda, my friends, is, of course, Dr. Pepper. And let me explain to you why Dr. Pepper won this soda battle by possibly about, you know, by a long landslide. It's just because Dr. Pepper has a natural flavor, you know. Coca-Cola is very starchy. I mean, it's good, but it's not that good. I mean, look, it was defeated by Pepsi in the last soda battle. See, it was defeated twice, so now that makes Coca-Cola 0-2. And so far, if I'm not mistaken, Dr. Pepper is still undefeated on soda battles. But again, Dr. Pepper won because of its peppery taste, and it's because of its unique taste. It's one of the most unique sodas that were ever created in the 1880s during the beginning of, you know, the soda age. And Coca-Cola can't beat that. I mean, I know Coca-Cola was different back then. Back then, it got you, wild or something. I don't know if you got high off of it, but, yeah. The problem is that Coca-Cola just, its taste is weird. It just sticks in your mouth, and it feels very starchy and... I'm sorry. I mean, look, as I said, I don't hate Coca-Cola. I do prefer Pepsi over it. But the problem is that Coca-Cola just, I don't know if it shouldn't even be on soda battles anymore. I mean, I know it's number one, but I don't understand why it has to be.
Like, I don't know what soda Coca-Cola could beat, to be honest. So anyways, I am going to take calls because obviously I see three people in here. So if you want to call into tonight's show, call 347-855-8578. Again, that number to call is 347-855-8578. I'll start from the top here. 111, what's going on?
Yo.
What's going on? Who is this?
Not much. What, you want, like, name or something?
Yeah, what's your name, man?
I'll just say I'm Iron Madden.
Oh, you're Iron Madden, or Iron
yeah.
Maiden. I know
no,
you.
No,
you're
no.
from the Discord. So, what
yeah.
are your thoughts on these results of the soda, you know? The Coca-Cola versus Dr. Pepper?
Well, I'd have to give it to Dr. Pepper on this one.
Yeah, it won by, as I said, it won by a long shot, a huge long shot, possibly
yeah.
the biggest long shot I've seen in a soda battle.
Yeah,
and,
but
yeah,
you go on.
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, though, I prefer Pepsi a little more, though.
Oh. That's what we're planning to do soon, Dr. Pepper versus Pepsi, because we had Pepsi versus Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper versus Coca-Cola. I was thinking that maybe putting Dr. Pepper against Pepsi would actually would maybe be interesting, but I'm not going to do it in the very next soda battle. I was thinking that when Mountain Dew White Label comes out, I'll do something, but yeah.
I forgot that's coming out.
Yeah, you heard about.
It might already be out in some places.
It is? Oh. I know it's out at the college campus, at like all college campuses. I mean, it's sad because I don't go to my college campus anymore. I kind of dropped out because I was just testing waters and hearing that it was going to make its debut during, you know, the next, you know, session in college, I was like, you know, that's sad because I could have tried it. I could have done maybe a soda battle, maybe bought one and just took it at home for a soda battle against Crystal Pepsi or something like that. But yeah, man.
That's my definite number one, Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah, I do love Crystal Pepsi. Oh, yeah. I'm going to put you on mute, but pretty soon I'm going to do a show. Possibly Dead City Radio. I'll be talking about how I am making vaporwave music. I'm not joking. I've actually made three vaporwave songs. One is actually 100% original. The other ones aren't as original, but I mean, yeah, you get the point. Anyways, 435, what are your thoughts on these results?
What are my thoughts on these results? Hi there, this is Brony Drumming.
What's up, Maine?
Let me just say the one soda that won that this broadcast soda battle, all I gotta say is Dr. Pepper, hands down.
Yeah, Maine. Dr. Pepper,
that's
definitely. Yeah, Dr. Pepper definitely won this battle. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
It's hands down. That's what I even saw someone comment that. Dr. Pepper hands down. I mean, I think you're the third person or fourth person who said it already.
Wow. What a coincidence.
Yeah. It's hands down because it's, as I said, a long shot win. I mean, it has a unique taste according to its Wikipedia page.
Oh, yeah.
And
plus,
I mean, I could read.
It's one of the most unique flavors ever made.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Suzette says she's a big Dr. Pepper fan. I'm like getting somebody in the chat here named Suzette LT. She says that, too. But I'll put you on mute, Brony Drumming. I wanted to say that the peppery taste really doesn't. Let me test taste it, and I'll tell you what really makes it unique. I think, I don't know, It doesn't taste good in the back of your throat, but once it hits your tongue, it's not too bad. I mean, I guess it depends what you're drinking out of when you're having Dr. Pepper. Let me try it again. I don't know. It might just be me. But yeah, it's just a unique taste. I can't really describe what's so unique about it. It's just, yeah, you understand. I've said the word unique like so many times someone could make a meme video out of it. Yeah, Coca-Cola versus Dr. Pepper, but every time King Edward Undead says unique, it's replaced with enough is enough is enough is enough, like something like that. My second favorite soft drink is Pepsi with real sugar. Actually, I kind of prefer that over the original Pepsi because it actually, I don't know, man. I don't know. I guess they're kind of the same almost. I don't know, man. Mr. Pibb is a contender for, yeah, it is. In fact, that's what it said. Related products to Dr. Pepper was Pibb Extra or Mr. Pibb. You're right. Anyways, 863, what's going on?
Guess who? It's Penguin Guy. Will Peter the Penguin be in the after show?
Oh, Jesus. Will Peter the Penguin be in the after show? You guys have been asking and asking and asking for Peter the Penguin. I can tell. Possibly. I don't know. He's just not down here right now. I might. How about this? He broadcasts during the after show tomorrow, okay? During tomorrow's Dead City Radio broadcast. Again, I'll be talking about my Vaporwave album, which is going to be named Crystal Pepsi Paradise. That's right. We got Goofy Bone in the place. What's going on, man? Okay. But Dr. Pepper, man. Again, I don't know what else to say about it. It's just that good. And again, I think it's the oldest soda that's out there. 1885, right? That's, 132 years old? Yeah, that's about 132 years old right there. So, anyways, I guess I'll go from the top again. I mean, if you guys have other topics, because I'm done talking about this, because, I mean, I'm this is a shitty broadcast right now. I mean, okay. Again, if you really want to call in, call 347-855-8578. Again, that number that calls 347-855-8578. If you got a topic. 111, what's going on?
Oh, well, I have my hand up?
Yeah, you have your hand up, man. I mean, the two others don't, but I pick up their calls anyways.
I mean, I guess I didn't really mean to have it up right now. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's all right. Hold up. Let's see what Goofy Bone is saying here. We got, let's see, Pepe Poder. Well, okay. Pepsi. Oh, yeah. You got to love Pepsi. Oh, yeah. They did sell Pepsi in glass bottles. And actually, nowadays, they do that. I mean, they do have sodas that are sold in glass bottles. Oh, and Pepsi is the best. You're right, man. But, yeah, they did sell them in glass bottles. Pepsi, Dr. Pepper. I mean, even Mountain Dew. They do it today. But back then, it was pretty good, too. I mean, mostly, we refer to those sodas as Mexican sodas. I mean, if I'm not mistaken. Because the people back in Mexico, they use, like, the old Pepsi logo on their glass bottles still. Yep. That's right. Anyways, let's take another call here. 435, what's going on?
You know what Dr. Pepper flavor I like? I like the one with real sugar. It tastes a lot
like
I
do,
Pepsi
too.
Yeah,
Pepsi
so
with real.
Sweet.
Well, yeah, Dr. Pepper with real sugar is pretty good too. Honestly, didn't they get rid of that, or Like, they don't sell it anymore, do they?
The Dr. Pepper Real Sugar?
Yeah,
I
haven't seen it around.
I don't know. I might check out at my local Shell or something. I don't know.
Well, who knows, man. But, yeah, man. I know they still sell Pepsi with Real Sugar. They have the vanilla and cherry. And I believe they even have the combo, but I think they stopped doing that for making it. Like, they just got, like, they did make bring back cherry vanilla Pepsi, but they just got rid of the Real Sugar label. I just think they just put in a different sweetener, possibly. And, I don't know, man. I don't know. Anyways, let's take up on 863. What's going on in the main?
It's Peter. It's Penguin Guy again. So, is Peter going to be on tomorrow?
I just said he's going to be on tomorrow. Hell yeah, he's going to be on tomorrow. Yep, 1970s glass ice cold DP. The sting is what makes it. Yeah, man. It's just the thing that gets into your mouth, man. Oh, did I hang up on the guy? No, I hope I didn't hang up on Penguin Guy. Ugh. Trying to be like Peter. I could just imagine what Penguin Guy is like, however. I can just imagine him very tall. He's a very tall guy. Like a very tall guy in a penguin costume. Like, maybe even a penguin. Maybe a humanoid penguin. Who knows? A furry's dream. Well, fuck furries anyways. Who's 909? You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's Suzette. I'm in the chat room, too.
Nice.
Calling from California.
You're from California? Awesome.
I am.
So, what are your thoughts on, the Dr. Pepper winning over Coca-Cola?
Well, there are no words. It's just this.
Mean, there are no words. Exactly, because all I can say is that the taste is unique, and that's it. I don't know what is unique about it, but I think that the Dr. Just it's just really unique, you know?
Yeah, I'm looking on Amazon right now, and they have the real original, original Dr. Pepper, recipe for Dr. Pepper, sodas in the bottles and so forth. $37.99 on Amazon for original six-pack.
Oh, it's like the collectible ones?
No, these are just made with real sugar. Another one
made
with 12 cans for $24 made with real sugar cane sugar. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, because they use that fake sugar now, so, it's crap. I mean, it's still okay, but it's nothing like the original.
I mean, like the sweeteners, or do they, like...
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the fake sugar. I mean, they should use, like, real cane sugar. If they did that, that would be great. I mean, honestly, I love those sodas. And if you really want to try something with real sugar, try some Mountain Dew Throwback in a can. It's pretty nice.
That I haven't tried yet. I haven't had the opportunity. And when I did drink it as a youngster, I don't remember the flavor. But, if I come across it, I definitely will. Yeah, they screwed everything up. They always change these things, and then they wonder why people are getting sick and dropping like flies. Well, if you're raised on, fast food, cooking certain ways with oils and sugar, real cane sugar, and then all of a sudden you yank it from the shelves, your body's going to go in shock.
Yeah.
You've got to adjust. Generation will be okay, but the generation where it's happening to them, we start to go through withdrawals and start waiting.
Yeah, man. I mean, I get what you're getting at. But anyways, I'm gonna put you on mute. I don't know, man. My mind is empty right now. I mean, literally, I feel like I'm staring into blankness. But yes, Suzette. Oh, you've called my show before. I remember. I remember Suzette calling my show, trying to remember, a few months ago. Like, I picked up on her once, And then, oh, yeah, I can't remember which broadcast she was on, but she was on another broadcast of mine months ago. Anyways, let's see, if is 435 doing anything? What's up?
I'm doing nothing really much. I just got my birthday money.
You just got your birthday money?
Yeah, pretty early.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this is Brony Drumming, right? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, this is Brony Drumming.
Yeah. It has been a while. I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm talking to Zed. But, yeah.
Yeah, and,
if you guys don't know, it is Brony Drumming's, it's almost Brony Drumming's 21st birthday. So, again, I guess I could sing him happy birthday, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to say happy birthday, Brony Drumming. I mean,
Why, thank you.
Should celebrate by drinking maybe a Budweiser or something, or drink whatever it is that you always wanted to try.
All right. Take care, man.
All right. Take care, man. Let's see. Yeah, it has been a while. It's weird because you only came on my show once. But let's see. Should I check Twitter? Okay, I'll check Twitter for a bit. Because, I don't know, man. This show is sucking, man. I could tell it is. I mean, I'm stuttering, I'm mumbling and jumbling all over the place. Oh, man. There's this person who's trying to be Harry Potter. That's Asha right there. Not even real. I know. She's got the Harry Potter glasses, but she drew a lightning bolt on her head. Let's see here. The old way versus Common Core. Oh, Jesus Christ. Are these little kids voting for this? Really? One, the old way. 16, the Common Core. I don't even know. Anyways, hashtag he will not divide us. We got, what, the lawful good, the neutral good, chaotic good. Okay, lawful, neutral, true neutral, chaotic neutral, lawful evil, neutral evil, chaotic evil. Oh, chaotic evil. Whose picture is that? That's fucking Shia LaBeouf at the chaotic evil. That's Shia LaBeouf. Oh, Twitter, @MusicForMaiden. I'll make sure to follow you. And yes, Goofy Bone does say happy birthday to you, Brony Drumming. Goofy Bone says happy birthday to Brony Drumming again, and I will follow the Music for Maiden on Twitter. Oh, man. All right, what's the message I got from the Teutonic Pool? Got 90 seconds left in the show. I might do an after show where, I don't know. You know what? I don't know if I want to do an after show today. I mean, I'm just so bored, so. Anyways, I do want to thank you guys for listening. Suzette, Brony Drumming, Iron Maiden, or Madden, or whatever, Penguin Guy. Oh, wait, did I say Goofy Bone? Oh, yeah, there's Brony Forever Drumming. There he is, the birthday boy. I'm giving him 21 smacks in the ass, man. Okay, that sounds fruity. Anyways, let's see. Anyways, I'm out of here. I'm going to end the broadcast. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on blogtalkradio.com/info for you. And that's blogtalkradio.com/info for you. Make sure to share the show with your friends. Follow me @KingEdUndead. I'm out of here, man.